A ghost walk is wrapping up as my engineer, Greg Manfroy, and I arrive at the Virgil Hickox House in Springfield. It's an historic building built in the late 1830s. To get to it, you have to go upstairs right above the bar called Norb Andy's along Capitol Avenue. The bar, a longtime haunt for politicians and state government workers, is supposedly also haunted by its former patrons, specifically a previous owner. In Norb Andy's, musicians play while others socialize. Unbeknownst to them, ghost investigators have gathered upstairs. The Hickox House has served numerous purposes, including a speakeasy, the first site of the Sangamo Men's Club, and perhaps more creepily, a private home numerous children supposedly died in, and at one point even a funeral parlor.
Thousands of bodies came through. They did the body work down the basement. Norm Andy's, the drain is still there in the kitchen. This was the first floor where they did the showings and stuff, and I think the funeral director actually lived upstairs.
That's Dave Roberts, the co-founder of the Capital Area Paranormal Society. He's here tonight, as he has been over 100 times before. He helps facilitate investigations that are open to paying members of the public looking to recreate the ghost hunting they've seen on popular TV shows. He says he's gathered tons of evidence here.
We got lots of pictures. Some looks like full-body apparitions, a little girl, a couple different males, maybe a kind of a tall, thin male and a shorter male. Chris has gotten a couple pictures himself, some really interesting stuff. I've heard a lot of voices here, and I know I hear them because I have also captured them on recordings, which means that's like a disembodied voice.
Across the hall in another room, one visitor is working on gathering her own evidence.
All right, you can open up. Are you being shy because there's new people in here? You can open up. They are not going to harm you. They are nice, just like me. And all the other ones that were in here.
Samantha Merrill is a 20-year-old from Springfield. She has dousing rods in her hands, meant to locate water, though some claim they also help communicate with the spirit world. Apparently, tonight, they are working for her, as she gets yes and no answers based on the way the rods move to the questions she's asking. Those skeptics will point out the rods could easily be manipulated. This is her second time on a ghost hunt. She says she collected lots of evidence last time, like video and recordings of voices.
It's just kind of cool to see, you know, that there is an afterlife and that there is something beyond us, and just to actually get to talk to them and see them.
In another room of the home, what appears to have been a library based on the many shelves, Dave sets up what's called a ghost box. It quickly scans radio frequencies, and the ghost can supposedly manipulate these to respond intelligently to questions. Here's some of what Greg caught with his recorder.
Is Alice here with us tonight? Alice, would you speak? What do you want? What do you want? I want to speak with Alice.
Here it is again, in case you didn't catch it. I find much of what the ghost box recordings do take a bit of imagination to piece together.
Is Alice here with us tonight? Alice, would you speak? What do you want? What do you want?
Chris Mason is here tonight, too. He's with Urban Paranormal Investigations, based in Taylorville. Mason says he's been interested in the paranormal ever since he started investigating a haunted abandoned church as a teen. He has his own stories from the Hickox home.
So one day we were in here at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was me and Dave and Garrett Moffat, and we were upstairs in the office just sitting there talking about some things, and we heard some stuff sounded like it was being drug around. We also heard what sounded like a woman crying 2 rooms down, just weeping. And then a few minutes later, I looked to the left in another room, and there was a swirl of, like it was like a black swirl.
But the scariest story I hear all night isn't about the Hickox home at all. It's about something that happened to Chris that almost convinced him to stop investigating forever. He was at a house in Vandalia. Someone with him saw 2 young children, a boy and a girl, in the flash of his camera. And then...
It's the weirdest feeling in the world. I just felt whoosh, go through me, and just like I was not hit by a train, but hit with like some sort of electrical charge. And then I felt it again. I remember starting to feel a little sad. I remember being aggravated. And I blacked out for like 5-7 minutes, and they have me on camera crying, fearful that something was behind me, just all sorts of craziness.
Chris says pictures of him during that time period show his eyes completely rolled back in his head. He says after that night, he continued to have moments where he was struck with inexplicable sadness and grief. So he called a medium who says she can work with people's auras. Chris had come to believe he had what is known as an attachment spirit. The medium immediately agreed.
I open the door, and the first thing she does, she looks at me and says, "There's a 7-year-old boy standing your right." What had happened was, apparently, the little girl that ran through me got through. He ran through me, and what she says is he didn't possess me. He got wrapped up in my aura. His energy got tangled in mine, and he was stuck with me, and he couldn't go anywhere. So she did some oils and some things like that, and after that day, you know, it was over. But, you know, not being able to remember and thinking as hard as you can to try to fight for a memory is just a somewhat of a terrifying experience, because it's just like you've been violated, basically.
Chris says these attachments can take place when the living leave any haunted location. It just might happen that a ghost wants to hitch a ride home with you. But scarier moments aside, Dave and Chris say it can actually get pretty boring investigating the same house hundreds of times. They both admit that an interest in the afterlife and some sort of proof we're not gone after we die is at the heart of what drives many of those interested in the paranormal. Be they amateur ghost hunters like Samantha or seasoned investigators like Chris and Dave.
You're waiting for that one exhilarating experience, and most nights you don't get it, but you might get it when you're going through the evidence. You'll see a picture like, oh my God, what was that? Like the first night I was here, and it looks like I got Alice, probably a little girl down the bottom of the staircase. There, everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe you got that picture. You got the Holy Grail. You know, it's like one of the first times I came in here, you know, in recordings. I mean, sometimes, me and Chris were talking about this, sometimes we think, you know, what's wrong with this? We get too many recordings. We get so many audio recordings.
So while not every hunt might send them running scared into the night or with a ghost in the back of their car, there's enough Chris and Dave consider to be proof of the paranormal to keep them coming back here over and over again, almost like they're haunting the Hickox home themselves. I'm Rachel Otwell.